skill.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak with John, please?
This is John.
John, I called you last week. I'm Dave from Milestone. We talked briefly on the phone, and I was telling you about, we finance businesses. You told me to give you a call this week. How's your day going so far?
It's going.
Great.
So what kind of programs do you have?
Okay, so basically, when it comes to rate, we're very competitive, and you get what you're accustomed to or 1 or 2 points less. I don't know what your rates are, but what you currently have gotten, but that's how it works. Either equal or 1 or 2 points less than what you currently have, sometimes even more. That's number one. The terms are discussed between you and the underwriter, and you choose either a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever you want. It's really up to you. They work with you with the most, with the amount that you will like, and that's basically how it works. The only things that we require is, as usual, you know, what type of business is NMC Worldwide? What is this? What type of industry is this?
NMC Worldwide is a studio that is kind of on hiatus right now. What
okay.
I'm looking for, I'm looking for cash for a restaurant.
Okay.
So
what?
I own another business called the Comedy Diner.
Okay, give me one second. Let me get that name. The Comedy Diner.
Right.
Okay.
The legal name is Annabella's. The legal name is Alexandra Company Two.
Did you say Alexandra?
Alexandra Company.
Oh, Alex. Got it. Give me one second. Alexandra
Company Two.
Company Two, right?
Right. I don't know why they put a two in it, but that's what they did.
No problem. Alexandra
so
Company.
Let me explain before we go through a whole lot of details, okay?
All right.
So I've been working my way into this restaurant for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And I own part of it, but I don't own the whole thing. I'd like to own the whole thing. I need about $300K. The restaurant doesn't do enough to support that right now.
Okay.
So everybody who's looked at that from a financial standpoint of view has said, nah, it's not enough. You know, they're looking at credit card statements, they're looking at bank statements, and I've been offered $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. I don't want that. That doesn't help me a bit. If I don't get $200,000 to $300,000 that I can put out over, 5 to 7 years,
mm-hmm.
I don't want the money. So unless you have a product like that and you're going to do it with very little collateral, then we should just drop the conversation because it's a waste of time.
Right. No, I understand that. Well, I'd like to give you some specifics, okay? You don't have any loans right now, do you?
If anything, there might be one of those government 30-year SBA things, but other than
okay.
that.
Okay, all right. No, we're talking about a different entity, you know, a bank or anything like that, or another entity like ours.
No, no debt.
So under this Alexandra Company 2, I was able to understand, you're not the sole proprietor. There's partners involved, correct?
Yeah, but I want to buy them out. That's
right.
That's what
you,
my goal is.
But my point is that you are in the board of directors, or you are in the contract. Basically, you do own a piece of that restaurant. Okay, beautiful. So there are documentation that proves that you own that business. And all I can tell you is this: tell me how much is it that you guys earn, or what's the revenue on a monthly basis?
Right now, the monthly revenue is $25,000, something like that.
Okay, $25,000. Now I'm going to tell you why it is that they don't want to give you more than what you do. Sometimes when the business, if you don't have anything else, the bank will look at it in a different perspective. But what I can do for you is I can promise you that I will push for the amount that you are asking for. Now, All I need is just a few more moments. I'm going to need an email address. And after that, you will be able to submit the application. We are very aggressive. And if you, what you're, you know, depicting here is a place that is booming in business. In the last 3 to 4 months, has it, because you mentioned 25,000, but can you show on the on your bank statements?
So here's the thing. I took it over about a year ago. I've been running it for a year.
Uh-huh.
And during the course of that year, I actually had a couple of months that I closed, and I closed because I renovated the inside. So
uh-huh.
I put new kitchen floor in, I put some new equipment in, I changed the dining room section of it into a comedy room, because
mm-hmm.
that's why it's called the Comedy Diner, because we're doing comedy shows. I put in a stage, I put in a sound system, I put in lights.
Right.
So I've been doing work little by little by little by little. So the reason why I don't want to take a smaller amount is because that would just be another crutch on the business that, you know, trying to pay off another debt. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't want that. I want something that's going to give it operating capital, give it a little bit more money so that we can do a little bit more of the renovations and stuff that needs to be done. But I need to give it some breathing room so that I can do some marketing and everything else. So some of that money would go to pay off partners and get them out, and then some of it would be to, you know, to grow on the business. So
right.
Unless
the
I can
thing-
get that kind of good.
The
money doesn't support it. I'm trusting.
Right. No.
Right.
No. Good. I understand. I understand precisely. The only thing that I can tell you is this: give me a shot. What do you got to lose? You got nothing to lose. Let me send the application through. Let me see. I'm going to put on the notes here for the underwriter that the amount that you're looking for is a considerable amount so that you can buy out your existing business partners and for extra renovations into the business. So it's not like you're just going to spend it out on a shopping spree or whatever. You are going to basically relocate this money into your business, so they might be able to go all the way. So let me send the application through. Let me see what we can do. And if you have time right now, we push it all the way. I'll wait until you get in front of a computer, and we go with the application and see what happens. All I know is that the worst thing that can happen is to say no. But the way that we work and operate, most likely you'll get a very a positive result. So let me get the application through. What is the name of the company? You told me it was Alexandra. And you said company, not comedy, right? Alexandra Company.
Right.
That's what you said. I just don't want to get it confused. That was it. And I'm going to put the name as the owner as you, being John, last name Gill. And let's see here. Okay, I got that. And you, under this business, under this one right here, how long have you been part owner of this place?
A year.
A year, okay. I have the best number to contact you as the one that I just called right now, right? This I can always reach you at this number, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Just want to make sure. The email where I'm going to send you this, I need you to please give it to me in a phonetic alphabet. It will be more like ASMR, B as in boy, something like that, so I don't make any mistakes, okay?
It's really simple, though.
Okay.
It's John G, J-O-H-N-G.
John G, okay.
At
uh-huh.
comedytherapy.com. So comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then therapy, like you go to the doctor, therapy.com.
Okay.
That's it.
Just dot com. Okay, so just so we get that last part. T as in Tom, H as in home, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, A as in apple, P as in Paul, Y as in yellow. ComedyTherapy.com. Did I get it right? Okay, beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. You have no existing loans. You said on the monthly revenue, do you think you're doing between 25 to 30, or should I go to 30,000?
It's somewhere between 25 and 30 right now.
Okay, let's do 30K. The more, the better. This is a restaurant / comedy, or it's just, should we just list it as just a restaurant business?
You can list it as restaurant comedy. It doesn't matter. It's what,
okay.
I mean, that's what it is. So
okay, beautiful. Okay. Ooh. This is, sounds to me like it's kind of like a nice club over here, right?
We're trying.
Yeah, okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay, so you said that you do have partners. How many do you have?
Two.
Two partners. Okay, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to get $300,000. That's what you want, right? And renovation, right?
And then we're going to do the chairs and stuff in the other room. Sorry.
Okay. Got that. Now, listen, right now, let me ask you this. If we were able to do something right now, and when I mean like get you approved and all that stuff, you're looking to get this in as soon as possible, right?
Correct.
Very good. So, you know, I got enough notes here so I can get this going real quick. Do you have right now?
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
Sorry.
Brown, take your time. I was about to ask you if you have access right now to a computer, because when I finish
I can't do it right now. I can do it later.
Like, okay. So
you'll have it before tomorrow morning.
You have before tomorrow. Okay. Very good. So what we're going to do is, after I submit the application, you will find it in your mailbox. So I just want you to give me a few, if you want to take a moment, and continue to, because I got enough information to submit right now the app. So that's not exactly what I'm going to do, but I want you to be on the phone with me and tell me if you got the application, and that way you basically are going to tell me, yes, Dave, you know what, I got it. I will submit the paperwork later on. I get that, but I do want at the very least, to have you. And like I said, if you want to take some time right now to do whatever, this is going to take me about 3 minutes. Or if you want to stay on the phone with me, more beautiful for me, no problem.
I mean, once I get the email, all I got to do.
Right. Let's fill it out. So right now, like I said, right now I'm in the process of, I'm entering everything on the, on our CRM, and that basically is going to take like exactly about 3 minutes. As we speak right now, I am inputting everything. So I'm multitasking right now. So don't
right.
you worry.
Okay.
About things.
I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Now.
Yeah, of course. Take your time. Like I said, take your time. No problem.
Renovations. Puta esa mierda. Hello? Hello. Hello? Yes, sir. Thank you.